Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Bill Topaz is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is the president and CEO of My Own Business. And as you know, that's an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. The founder, Phil Holland, has joined us many times on the show. He's an old friend of ours, and but he's got him some help now. he's found him somebody that can help him out with running the business. It's just growing so well and doing so great. So we got Bill Topaz in here as the new executive there at My Own Business, and Bill's here to talk to us about our small businesses, the one we want to start and the ones that we have. Bill Topaz, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, and I know Phil's enjoying this because he gets to stay home in bed and sleep in a little bit.
It's good to have you here, Bill. Thank you for being here. Say hi to Phil for us when you talk to him.
Absolutely.
Bill, one of the things that I'd like to talk about first is the landscape for startups right now, the environment for startups right now. In the past, in other recessions more recently, a lot of people got laid off and they started their own businesses. I mean, their name is legion of the people who became unemployed, started a business and never looked back. I mean, they took off like crazy, and now they're true believer entrepreneurs. Never want to go back to work for somebody else. But this particular downturn, it seems to me, is different than some of the others, only because the availability of credit to help those people capitalize, to help them bootstrap their business, that's really been diminished right now. What do you think?
Well, I would agree with you, Jim, but that doesn't mean that there aren't opportunities. And I think one of the differences we see today that was there maybe 10 and certainly not 15 or 20 years ago, as an example, is what technology has done. I mean, years ago, to be, for instance, a publisher was very involved, very complicated, very expensive. That's right. Today, you've got the Internet. You don't have to do that. It's a lot more cost-effective. You've got a lot of, because of the technology and the Internet, you've got a lot of opportunities for home-based businesses. But I think the difference here is, you know, they always say, well, I'd rather be lucky than smart. Well, yeah, luck helps, but in this kind of an environment, I think people who want to start their own business really, really have to plan a lot more carefully and really work out the details and really think carefully, because there are going to be a lot more people out there doing the same thing. It's going to take a lot more comprehensive planning.
Well, absolutely. And, no, I think you're right. I think that the people who want to own a business will do it. One thing that I think will happen, I actually think that the attrition rate, the failure rate of the people who start a business today will go down, because the people who start a business in this environment will be the people who've done the most homework. They've gone to your courses. They've read, they've listened, they've paid attention. They knew what they were going to do when they started their business, because they had to. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made it, because they don't have easy access to capital. They can't put a second mortgage in their home. They don't have a bunch of credit cards they can borrow against. And so those people, I think, will have more chance, more of a survival chance. What do you think?
I agree with you, and I've seen a picture of you holding a baseball bat, so I'm going to use a sports analogy. It's like when you have a baseball team and they're in a slump. What do? The coach gets the players to go back to the fundamentals, go back to the basics. And I think that's what a lot of people in small businesses have to do, back to basics and fundamentals and good, stable ideas and relationships. And, you know, again, it's not like Silicon Valley, you know, where you had kind of the smoke and mirrors in the late 90s. People with real products, real services, real value to offer, those are the people who will make it and survive and grow.
Absolutely. Bill, let's talk about some of the new things you guys are working on there at My Own Business. What have you got that would help somebody start a business?
Well, we actually, thank you for asking, we have a, after all these years, we have a new session, a 15th session that will be going up in the course online probably in a couple of weeks by the end of the month about employees and managing employees. And this is so important. I remember a book by Larry Bossidy, who used to be the chief executive of Honeywell and a lot of other big corporations, and he wrote a book called Execution. It's a terrible title, but it tells about it. And it says you can have a great idea, you know, great idea, great creativity. You can get the program, you got the process, but none of it is worth a hill of beans unless you got the right people in the right spots doing the right things. Those first couple of employees, especially for a new business, are so important, and you've got to find them the right way, train them the right way, and just handle them the right way. Too many mistakes going to be made.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the two things that I think small business owners are the most deficient in are in marketing, which we need more help in that, and the other is human resources.
Absolutely.
And we're just not trained in those areas. It requires professionalism more today than it ever has before in hiring and finding the right people and bringing them on board the right way. And it's something that we really don't even like to do. It's not. It makes us uncomfortable. We're not good at it. We think we want people just to come to work and start working and be successful all at once, and it doesn't happen like that, does it?
That's right. And there's always a danger, especially for a startup, Jim. And I speak from experience because I started in a family business. I used to be a small business owner, family business, and with startups, there's always a tendency, I think, to hire family or friends, you know, or people you know, and say, right, oh, so-and-so is going to help me and this and that, and you get them in, and, well, what can they do? Oh, they can do this, and that's always, it's not always a good idea, because what you really need to do is, what are the functions? What are the capabilities you need? You know, build that box in that table of organization chart first.
Right.
And
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Bill Topaz is our guest. He's the president and CEO of My Own Business. That's myownbusiness.org, right, Bill?
Myownbusiness.org.
.org. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Bury the bottle, mama. It's grapefruit wine.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. I hope you use it to your advantage. Check out my blog while you're there. I think you'll like it. Some new posts this week that I think you'll appreciate. Be sure to comment on those, by the way. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. If you got 5 seconds, if you got 15 minutes, or anywhere in between, we've got something there in any topic under the Small Business Sun that will help you. You can listen, you can read, you can find Brain Trust members like our new friend and newest Brain Trust member, Bill Topaz, who's with us right now. We're gonna be squeezing a lot of wisdom out of Bill over the years to come. I can tell that already. But you can find him and all the others there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Oh, don't forget my knowledge base too, askjim.biz. Bill Topaz, the website is myownbusiness.org, right?
Right.
You've got all these courses that people can take, and basically they're free, aren't they?
That we have an absolutely free course right there, and all you got to do is come in and register by giving us an email address and just going in there. And as I said, we've got right now 14 sessions. The 15th on managing employees will be coming up soon, and you know, just kind of go through it. Anybody can do it. We suggest you take it all in sequence, self-paced.
All online, right?
Absolutely.
It all happens online.
Absolutely. I mean, we also have a textbook and other things, but our core mission as a nonprofit is to provide this free course.
One of the things, Bill, we're talking about human resources with Bill Topaz, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that when times are good, Bill, we always, small business owners always have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. But in 2009, that little scenario is on steroids, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
What do we do about it? How do we get more out of our folks and the people we were left with and still keep them from, you know, from having too many casualties, I should say.
Well, I think there are a lot of things you can do, Jim, and small businesses can do. First of all, and it starts right at the beginning when you're starting a business, whether business is good or bad, to really think through the long term of what you're doing. For instance, benefit-wise, there's a tendency for startups and small businesses to be kind of paternalistic and be very generous sometimes in what they do at the beginning. Well, what you can give to one or two people may not be cost-effective, you know, when you've got eight or ten. So I'm not saying to be niggardly, but really think what happens. You know, it's that contingency planning. What happens if and when? So think through the long-term aspects. Number two, and so important, and this is something that I didn't know early on in my career, and it's taken me a lot of, you know, awkward moments to learn. Communicate with your employees, with the people. Let them know what's happening. Let them know how things are going. Ask their opinion. Mm-hmm. Get them involved in the process, because then you may find that if times get tough, they may have a lot of ideas on what to do. They may be willing to sacrifice more than you may be willing to ask them to do.
And if times are tough, this is not a time to act like things are okay.
That's right.
You got to be honest with people. Employees know what's going on. If these are scary times for your company, talk about it. Get it out in the open with them and tell them what you're concerned about. But, you know, one of the things I think is important for owners to do is to say, yes, these are tough times, but, you know, I told my employees back a few months ago, I said, folks, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been through these before. You know, I'm not gonna fold up just because the economy's off.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, you know, you said something a minute ago. Employees have a knowledge base of your business. Once you lose that, it's so expensive to get that back. So you really have to keep the valued employees around. And sometimes what you do is instead of laying people off, you want to keep that knowledge base, Jim. You know, instead of having people work 40 hours, you know, keep more people involved, but let them work 25 to 30. You know, it's better than being laid off. And so that they're there when the economy and the business comes back, they're still there. You haven't lost them.
Well, that's one of the big things. I mean, it's one thing to cut fat, but when you start cutting muscle, that's a whole other thing. When you're having to downsize, and you've got to be creative. Once you cut loose the people who weren't performing, the people who you probably never should have hired anyway, after that, you got to be more creative so that you don't just lose your brain trust.
We have a perfect example of that that just happened recently in the big box area, and that's Circuit City.
Yep.
They made a very bad strategic mistake by when they did have to downsize, they let their best people, their most knowledgeable people go. So the customer service just went out the door, and so did the customers.
Yep, exactly. And I'll tell you something. Short-term thinking is what causes that.
Absolutely.
And if you're a small business owner, short-term thinking is your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. What you don't want to do is that short-term, that knee-jerk reaction, absolutely the worst thing to do, because bad decisions are always made then.
Give us that website again, Bill.
It's myownbusiness.org.
And the stuff is free, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. Bill Topaz, ladies and gentlemen, with My Own Business. Bill, thanks for being here. You're now an official, the newest member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Congratulations.
Glad to be on board.
Your mother will be so proud. Thank you, Bill, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Say hi to Phil for us. Quick break. Here's that little band from Texas taking us out. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Remember my life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.